think we do a real good job of helping one another. Guys that have been in the room that for a couple of years that, you know, we're forcing to be a, more of a leader. You know, second, third, fourth year in. So I think everything is going good. One thing you can do is just keep getting better. That's one of our goals is, you know, take each practice as it comes. You know, don't expect too much, don't expect too little, but you have to go out what we put in, go out and perform at a high level in practice, and, you know, correct the corrections if you need to. So, and that's where we're at right now.
You know, you mentioned Patrick. I remember Dean Pease, when he first came in as linebackers coach, said, you know, Teddy and Mike Vrabel spent almost as much time teaching him as he taught them. Is that part of your role too now, is helping Patrick a little bit acclimate to the new position?
You know what? Patrick's pretty smart. I think with Pep and Maddie and Bill Belichick, and when we're in meetings, you know, if you need a question, he can always ask them. And they've been working well for it. I mean, I don't think there's anything negative towards anybody in there from his point or from my point. I just think, you know, you have changes. You have to adapt to those changes. I think we've done a great job, you know, in the defensive line room, because we all talk the same thing, same way. Same thing Pep taught us, he's teaching us. So, like I said, if he has questions, he's asked. You know, it's been fun. I mean, it's been exciting, and at the same time, to see the guys come in and ready to play, it's a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. So, guys are focused, and guys are ready to, you know, to practice and get better, and that's what we need.
How hard is it for you every year? It seems you're playing with new guys on the line. Last year, Carter and Anderson were here. Every year, there seems to be turnover in those defensive line positions. Is that as tough for you to adjust, or does it come pretty easy playing with different guys on both sides?
You know what? You get attached, you know, to some people. I remember coming in, you know, I had Richard Seymour, Jarvis Green, Ty Warren, you know, next to me, and Vrabel and Willie McGinnis. And over the years, things changed. And I'm at the point now where, you know, people come in and out. I've been around for, you know, long enough to understand how this thing goes. And, you know, if they need my help, I'm always here. So, but it's tough because you get attached to people and you get a chance to know people off the field, not just on the field, you know, the families and stuff like that. So for people to move on. It'll be heartbreaking at times, but at the same time, change always happening at this level. So you have to get used to it real quick.
But on the field, the adjustment is okay. You can play with anybody pretty much.
I can play with anybody. I can play with anybody. And that's just the trust I have in those guys to learn what they have to learn. And like I said, if they have questions, they can always ask me. You know, because I've been around this for a little bit. Not saying I know everything, but I've been around for a while and kind of know what to expect. So I think we all do a real good job of helping one another.
As soon as you ask the crowd can help you on game day, can it help you on practice day?
I mean, I don't know. This is training camp, so I don't think anything can help us but a day off in training camp. But you know what? It's always always fun to come out and, you know, to have a crowd and see the crowd, and even at, you know, not in the stadium, to have the fans and stuff come out and support us and see us practice. They actually grow with us as the season go on, because they see us from, you know, training camp all the way through the season. So they get a chance to see everything. And I think that's very exciting from a player standpoint to be, you know, to have these people part of us. I think that's big for this team. But some people like this. You know, some people like it. Almost like a game sometimes, the amount of people we get out here. It's almost like a game. So some people like it. Me, I don't care either way. But it just shows the respect and the love they have for, you know, the New England Patriots. And you have to respect that.
Obviously, you got some young guys on the defense. I'm curious what you've seen
at Hightower so far. Everybody's too early. I mean, everybody's working hard. That's one thing I can say. We won't know until the first game of the season. And our goal is to get better each day. You know, and at this time, it's tough because you're getting back in the swing of things. You're putting in new stuff, new people. Have to learn how to play with one another, trust one another. So right now, it's just a learning curve for all of us right now. And hopefully, you know, once the season kick off, everybody be clicking on the same level. And that's what we need to be successful as a defense. So I know we're pretty excited to get going and, you know, start the season off right. So, and we're doing everything in our willpower out here in practice to start the season off right. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see where it's going to take us. And hopefully it'll take us to some, you know, playing pretty good defense this year.
You're going to wake up tomorrow and be week away from your first preseason game. Does it feel like it's getting closer? Or is training camp too stressful for it to, you know, seem still a long way
from? You know, I learned a long time ago when it's camp time, you just put your head down and just go. You know, not don't worry about what's going on outside of everything. And you could just look at your playbook, go to meetings, learn in your meetings, study, and come on the field and, you know, and perform that. And over the years I've been doing it, and I won't stop doing it now, because you can always get ahead of yourself sometimes, and you don't want to do that, especially this is a critical, critical point in all the team season, training camp. So you just have to keep your head down and keep pushing forward. And I think the guys have been doing a great job with that. And whenever the first game comes, it comes. But right now, you know, our head is to the ground, and we just moving forward.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.